body of God. If you're the temple of the Holy Ghost, you're the body of God. The Holy Ghost is God's Spirit. So I'm just manifesting what you've been talking about. And I shall close. Last night we just healed the sick, and we healed a plenty. All up and down these aisles. The blindness, and that's the most beautiful thing. There were so many blind healed in our last South meeting. It was, I just, my heart thrills. Couldn't see. Dark. Some could only see a shade of light, and they could define pencils and describe in detail from the back of the auditorium. Sister in the Sacramento meeting could describe to the back of the auditorium. She told the numbers of the fingers that I had in the sequence, and I'd change them all around, and she'd keep right up with it. Been blind for 12 long years. I mean, she couldn't see anything. Oh, whatsoever things I do are true, and they're beautiful and honest and lovely and of good report, and they're pure. Why don't you see God? Why don't you see God? So you're not supposed to speak of your own value. I'm not. I'm speaking of God's value. Paul said, if others will boast of their apostleship, though, he said, I will boast more than you all. He said, I'm going to straighten out the bunch of these people that are sick and ridiculously following false apostles. He said, I am the chiefest of apostles. Well, I'm going to tell you that you've never run into a live wire in your life like I am. Never. My sermonizing would disturb you some, because the nature of my spirit is much more quiet in ordinary terms. People gather around my animal shelter and children's work, and they say, you're such a quiet person. That's the office that's speaking now. The office of authority. One must have authority over mortality. Our mortality will eat us up like a terrible swamp. I have to deal with it with authority. I've got to speak and cry aloud and spare not. But I'm really a gentle, very meek, mild-mannered person. If you follow me in my love of animals, you saw the bird that had bitten the woman, and she couldn't handle it, and she gave it to me last night, and how it was loving at my ear and just kissing with its big beak that had took her finger off, practically. Why does it love? Because it knows love. An animal knows love. I've never been bitten in my life. I've picked up rattlesnakes, and they've not harmed me. I've caused them to leave a house by just loving them. As the older people can tell you, I can pick up the flies. I don't swat them. I pick them up. The older people in my senior citizen home can raise your hand and say that, or any of the people around my church that's seen that. I picked them up, and they'll be beaten up against the wall, and I put out my hand, and they'll rest on them, and they'll take their flight with me. And you can walk, and the breeze will be coming. You know what a breeze does to a fly? They won't stay put. But on my hand, I can take them right in the front of a fan or a breeze, and right outside they'll go. So please don't be deterred by what you've seen in just the sermonizing side. I am indeed a live wire, and there are many facets to my personality. If you want a friend, as my sister sings, I'll be a friend to the friendless. If you want a home, you've got a home. Anybody here that will try at all has got a home. You've got a home always, because I never see one of you homeless. The testimonies ought to be in the magazine. Little papers like that, so they can tell you, like the woman that was here, that was older, her church wouldn't even stand by her. Big church here in this Fillmore section. She got in trouble because she needed aspirin, because her Medicare was cut back, and she was in horrible pain. We lined the store up here with people until they let her go free. They were going to put her in jail. Woman was put out in the middle of the night. She's in one of our homes now. Her preacher, when she called him, he said, trust God. That's what you ought to say when he asks for the next offering for a nice organ or a nice Cadillac or a nice Rolls Royce. You ought to say, trust God. And I said, we've taken in two children, not to count the older children. Brown and black young men and women. First place they have to go, if they're homeless, is to CYA. We're taking them in. We've not turned away one. We took in a youngster this week. If he hadn't have been taken in by us, he had done no, he'd violated no law. But they said there's no other place for him to go but to prison. In our time, I feed the hungry. I clothe the naked. Upstairs is a little puppy. We've got a little cat in here that's been, a mother rejected it because she had too many, and we're nursing it because of the spirit that's in me. A little puppy up there, if someone wants it that can love it and nurture it, I place these animals in every meeting. I've got 9-some dogs or something like that, and 30-some cats, and all kinds of roosters, old geese, old goats, and nothing's ever been killed. In all this holy mountain in Redwood Valley, nothing has been killed, because he said in the last days nothing would be destroyed in all of his holy mountain. And he said to kill an ox would be like killing a man. And I believe that you've got to create a sensitivity to life if you want the hundredfold ministry. If you say, I'm not going to live like that, fine. Then you live the way you please. Guard yourself. Say, I got to have meat. Keep on guarding yourself. Actually, the best way you could have long life, I've been saying it for years, is to starve yourself. Now the scientists came out this past week and confirmed another thing that I'd said, that people who starve themselves would live a third life longer. They'd live a third as much again as they ordinarily do if they lived on a starvation diet all their time. But you've got to fill yourself full till you're so fat that you're going to have strokes, occlusions. It's amazing that I've kept you from dying. Because you eat like hogs. You eat slop. You eat slop that a pig would turn his nose up at. Guard yourself on all these things. And I've got diets here through my nurses available to you, the medical people that work here voluntarily. We've offered them to you, just as the district attorneys who are in our church and work free, give you legal services free. We give counseling on their off time, spend their weekends and their nights, so our nurses have it. And you keep eating like pigs. You've got to get that weight down, because you're not just working yourself to death. You're working yourself to be like that woman, paralyzed till she couldn't move. And if you don't keep my sayings, you can't expect me to bring you out of the mess when you won't listen to me. I have the cares of the world on me. I once was a man in the 200s till I combusted into the godship degree. Mother Turnell can tell you when I was over 200. Staff can tell you when I was 210, 218 pounds. But when I combusted into the godship degree, I had to do away with that flesh. That's mortality's version. I had to extremiate it. After 3 days, you won't feel it if you go on a fast with a multiple vitamin and flush yourself with the procedure I've already recommended. It's on free riding for you if you just ask. I'm here to bring you to good health. But you cannot be to good health. Do you know the system has provided the right kind of foods to get the poor in a state of mind that they will not be able to think? They see that you get the worst kind of foods in these ghetto markets. They see that you get the weak old foods. They see that you get the worst kind of meat with the preservatives in imbalance. I know this because I've got food store managers in my church. They tell about the stuff that's done to the poor. It would cause the hair to rise on the back of your neck. They want to keep you in physical lacks and chemical imbalance so you will not be able to hear the truth and come out of your poverty and your misery and your terrible oppression. I am here, the Spirit of Christ, to set you free, to deliver you from your captivity, to set you that are bound at freedom and at liberty. You are what you eat, both mentally and spiritually. And I would that you would follow this diet and its flushings and its emetics, natural emetics, no medicines, and massages and bath alternating temperatures, would look enough to find the herbs
said in the scripture, ancient scripture, the herbs and the leaves of the healing of the nation. I have found them. I found these keynotes to the salvation of health. The ones that have used them, like James Pugh, was wasting away of cancer, who owns a rest home now, one of the church homes, and is our chief letter writer. Works all night and all day. Two jobs. He was wasting away 6-7 years ago with cancer. But I found the key. He's a healthy man now, going like a man in his 20s, and he's a man up towards his 60s. I have found a key. I found some preventatives that if you use, at least as our correlation, no one that has used those things have ever developed cancer. But you are so obsessed to fill yourself with the wares of the capitalist trade to make the rich richer and keep your belly so much out that you can't see your feet. I have to raise the dead here so often. One woman I raised just a few days ago, she was 350 and she was a pound. Nobody but God could raise that woman up. Her wrists were so big around that I could not use one method that I need to use with my hand. My hand could not go around her wrist. She was so filled with fatty tissue, you couldn't take her heartbeat with the pulse. You had to get the stethoscope to the neck, and then you had to press hard to even find the vein. She said, "Ah, thank God I know your God. You raised me up." She said, "I've had 5 heart attacks this week." I said, "You better know I'm God enough to start dying, or you're going to be dead again." He that keeps these sayings shall not die. There's a ministry of life constituting 20 witnesses a day. Few ever tried. Why don't you try? Why don't you sup of me? Drink at my fountain. Touch me. Keep my words. And see if I won't come through with every promise that I have made unto you. He can say, "I know you will." This minister was a Baptist minister who had to be carried in. Couldn't walk around. His heart had decomposed. He had attack after attack. No longer could he work. He now works 2 shifts. He can jump up and down. You saw him putting children up on this platform just like they were just little bags of peanuts. He just put them up there. 2 years ago, I called him out and told him everything about his life that no man on earth could know. And I said, "You're healed." And for 2 years, he's had no heart trouble. He can show you how he can run and jump now. Who do you see me as? Yeah, there he goes. I mean when he did it before. That's sufficient. They couldn't even do that. That's good enough. When you saw him 2 years ago, he just shuffled. He had to be helped. Great God Almighty. And who do you see that I am? Jesus, he said. God. It was that recognition that took him out. It was that recognition that put a new heart in him. It's that recognition that makes him run like a young man. He knows God and he reproduces God.
Sometime that could throw me over the leverage. I'll throw you over the leverage. Say, "Well, I was so buried with faith." I'm going to tell you, we're on a thin edge of nothing. That's where we are in spiritual consciousness. I walk into every assembly meeting. Here are the truths. Sadie, bless her heart, I wouldn't be able to endure it. If I didn't say to you having it Wednesday night, I'd think I'd had to find myself out. I really would have.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be
contend with discernment. I take the blame for it. I think myself nothing in the situation, my images, but I was reading images and complexions of
complex thoughts that people were pleading out about running over.
All sorts of thoughts. Barbs, even one man throw the barb out to try to agitate something, try to get something going. And I thought, if this isn't something, child's play, where a senior elder's walked, that really was, as I told my wife this morning, this has been the fountainhead of the closest thing I've ever seen to what we know. We are proximity in spirit, one and the same in spirit. There's the same kind of hungering and yearning for truth, a world free from want, poverty, and all the strife. I thought the beauty of this concern, the beauty of this crusade, to see a world where there's not one hungry child. Slept in on. That's how far off we are from where we ought to be here. And I said, if God doesn't write a miracle, Emily, Sadie, Esther, Stephen, God doesn't write a miracle. It'll take nothing but a miracle. Divine proportions. That's all. And I'm going to keep affirming. I'm determined that I shall not be the instrument of anything but accord and unity. As I felt to even take issue, and then I thought, no, this will only give credence to this suggestion, so I got my mind off of it. And I went on what I had to say, whatever value it was. I didn't find words too forthcoming there. Because naturally, God brings out of you where there is more expectation. If there's expectation for what you've got to say, that's where God's going to use you. And in that group, there's five of you, prayer of you, four or five of you, there's not a great deal of expectation there for anything I have to say. And some people have a very clouded image of me. And so it doesn't encourage bringing forth the creative thought. It's really walls, impenetrable walls I face when it comes to giving of what I have in the spiritual man in that assembly.
In view of what was portrayed, I thought the little word was a step in the word of a master. And I guess I get in a hard sense.
That's kind of you. I don't even recall what I said, but anyway, I know it was very difficult. But I thought Sadie has appealed to the Christ, and the Christ I'm going to give her, not confusion. She didn't recognize mortal mind. She was deferring to me and had the faith that I'd give something meaningful and not disharmonious. So I said, I cannot disappoint that. So that's why I got off the Republican, which unsettled me terribly. But a man could be so blind as that. And I told him, went over to him, I said, I don't know what you meant by this Republican business. I can't understand how any spiritual man take much credence, much satisfaction out of the sweep of Republican victory that's come across this state. Now, as we close our minds out, and of course that may be touching on tender toes here. But let's face it. It was the Republican, Mr. Reagan, that said he was going to make Vietnam into a parking lot. That's what he'd like to see made of Vietnam, a parking lot. So we'd run a strip right down through Vietnam. That's what we'd do. See, that's what I'd do. That's what we ought to do, is bomb China. That's the kind of statement that's been made by this great tidal wave of victory that's surrounding Reagan. This is the kind of sympathies that go out to this man. Men like Eric Severide says that there's not been a single thought given to peace in this whole campaign. It's a reaction of fear, a reaction of frustration, a reaction that actually wants to get the job done. Get over there and hit him a little harder till you get the job done. It's not been a reaction of peace sentiment, not consistent with the teachings of Christ or the Gentle One. But we can do it. We can turn the tide if we're dedicated enough. It only takes two or three gathered together in the fundamental to move against all these onslaughts. But the fact is, we're not united. Here are two of the most idealistic groups that are not united. There's no need to kid ourselves. We cannot change things by false illusion. We have to recognize we're not united. We need board meetings after board meetings to get this thing going. We need to talk Sunday after Sunday after Sunday to be plowed through all the nuclear.
languishing and procrastination, hoping that somehow we'll stay out of trouble, that we'll avoid some sort of recognition, or that we won't have any more trials. What kind of people are we that don't want trials? I understand the fear that the Church of the Golden Rules have. They've had a lot of it. But I still say, once you become afraid of persecutions, you're no longer worthy to carry the banner of Christ. For he said that anyone who would follow after him would suffer persecutions, prosecutions, and all sorts of the oppositions of mortal mind. Well, Father, we've spoken enough. Will you keep us as we leave here today? Check me from coming here tonight. I suppose it was for a temporary purpose. I'm not aware. I don't even know what is happening. But I hope I'm amenable to it. I hope these people are amenable to it. God, help us to be more courageous, to take advantage of this marvelous opportunity.
Last enemy.
Christine.
Yeah, Christine.
You ever spoken to her?
No.
Anyway, I'm talking about the young lady from this room.
No, no, no. God. May you extend your wings of divine protection for just a little while. And I beseech thee that your mercies, divine messengers, will extend for the sake of those who have tried with all their capacity. Give us opportunity today to create a Christ full expression, that we'll be able to do the things that we know to do. That will be the epitomization of tenderness and gentleness and kindness to all of the people that we have contact with. That we'll illumine the jobs and the places of the markets that we go to frequently throughout this week, with the love of God, that they will see that certainly something has touched our temperaments. I pray thee, God, for this Christ Church of the Golden Rule, such a great revelation. My heart aches for some of the things I behold, and I am pained within because of the divisive influences that are so evident. And there's nothing more that I can do except that thou wouldst open up some of those rigid places, hearts that are set against it. Oh God, extend your mercy to Christ Church of the Golden Rule and the People's Church, that we might fulfill our destinies. Help us to see ourselves as only divine mind can enable us to do. My God, I hear the cry again, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I would have gathered you under my wings, as a hen doth gather her brood, and you would not. We must turn that would into a shall. We must affirm all of this marvelous benefit and use it well and reproduce its goodness graciously. God forgive us, though I'm having to pray for someone they should be crying for themselves. Forgive us for all of the cants and the complaints and the dual minds that have been evident in expression this week. States of thought that should be corrected here, and groanings that cannot even be uttered with human tongue. Oh God, why aren't we more in conviction with what we've beheld and the place we've been called to? But as the old proverb goes, we can lead people to water, but we cannot make them drink. It's up to you, divine messenger of truth. Father, Mother, God, we convey our faith and our love and devotion to you, and ask your protective hand to be upon us. In the Christ truth we pray. Amen.
Could I say something?
Yes.
I'm one of those two last night that thought that you were dumb. And I felt all through the room, and I wanted to say that
That's why I looked at you when I said it, because it was easier for me to say it to you than someone else.
I never thought of a misuse. Mm-hmm. I just know that you knew all things, I thought, but still I'm guilty, and I'm because I don't want nothing.
Well, who else will? Thank you.
I would have taken nothing for this sermon today.
Thank you. Thank you for the two confessions of the people I was talking about last night. Bless you. May it go.
And then when you spoke at the river of no return, my friend was from the river of no return.
Sanctity of soul, place of quiet confidence, where there indeed is a rest provided from the foundation of the world for those that prefer to enter into it. Infinite mind, hallow this atmosphere, and this can be done only through our obedience to the perfect mind of love. As we relax our unconscious mentalities for a moment, we pray that it will no longer be the eye of mortal thought that stands in cognizance here, but it will be the I Am of all ages, the wellspring of eternality, the Christ thought that flows deep within. Infinite mind, have thy way. Harness all of these thoughts, the cross-section and multitudinous thought of mortal man that has endlessly diverted us from the course of perfection. Restrain all these suggestions and bring us into the optimum of faith, the personality or the mask, persona, the mask is lost. The identity of man is lost in the fullness and consciousness of all sufficiency, which is God, our love. May health flow from heart to heart as we gently touch each neighbor's hand. May the warmth of our concern be felt intensely.